Seattle's in the middle of a big bike share experiment. Bikes everywhere that you can rent for only a dollar. It's so cheap. So how do these companies make money? Joshua McNichols with KUOW's Region of Boom team looked into it.
Okay, so I'm renting a bike here, and I'm probably one of two or three people who will rent this bike today. So collectively, you know, we'll bring in $2 or $3 for Lime Bike. But these bikes cost the company around $300 a piece. And then there's the overhead, right? The cost of replacing lost bikes and repairing vandalized bikes. And the cost to send vans full of workers scurrying around to move bikes when people complain about how they're parked. It's hard to see how $2 a day pays for all that. But it doesn't have to, because investors are just pouring money into bike share companies. Okay, so you've got Lime Bike, which owns the Green Bikes in Seattle. It's raised $62 million from Silicon Valley investors, you know, like basketball superstar Kevin Durant. And then there's OFO, which owns the Yellow Bikes in Seattle. It has $1.3 billion from investors like Alibaba, which is Amazon.com's equal in China. It kind of reminds me of the dot-com bubble of 1999. I mean, back then, Seattle was just full of companies without a clear path to profitability. Cosmo.com was one of them. Cosmo delivered things like magazines and snacks by courier in under an hour. And it didn't charge a delivery fee. Here's an old commercial.
Hey, guys, I want to go get a magazine.
You're going to go out for that? You go to Cosmo.com, numbnuts at your magazines, your videos, CDs, snacks.
Cosmo.com did not make a lot of money. At the very end of its life, it managed to burp out a thin profit. Then it went down in the dot-com bust. I brought my concern that bike sharing is the Cosmo.com of today to a bike share investor.
Joshua, sorry. I'm going to just dial him directly and just conference him in. Hopefully this works. So hang on a second.
Okay. Kyle Louie works for DCM Ventures in the Silicon Valley.
Hello.
It's one of Lime Bike's investors.
Yeah, I mean, our numbers are slightly different than that.
Louie says, by focusing on just the user fees, I'm thinking about this all wrong.
I think user fees is, you know, one part of the equation, and it would be a substantial part of the equation.
But there are plenty of other ways to make money.
Sponsorships.
They could put company logos on bikes for a price. They could sell ad space on their apps. Kyle Rowe works for Spin Bikes, the orange bikes in Seattle. He described another potential source of money, government subsidy.
Right now, there's private investment in trying to make it work without public dollars. That's really exciting. That's one of the reasons I wanted to join and see if we could make it work. But
bike shares help cities solve a big problem. The problem of getting people from bus stops and light rail stations to their doorsteps. Maybe cities will be willing to pay for that someday. After all, I mean, Seattle used to subsidize Pronto. That's a bike share service that continually lost money. It was designed on the old model, where you had to park bikes at a bike station.
The standard business model for station-based bike share, just like Seattle had, what usually involved grant or local dollars subsidizing the capital equipment. It also had those local dollars often subsidizing operations.
So here's another way to think about the green, orange, and yellow bikes you see around town. They're part of a giant, very expensive campaign to convince companies and governments that bikes are worth investing in. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.